Good evening, good evening. I hope you are having a wonderful Christmas Eve on this December 24th. So, the topic today came to me maybe about 10 minutes before filming this episode, and it is called gravitas. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think I have a pretty fair vocabulary, but I had to remind myself of the meaning first of gravitas and second, why could this possibly be dropping into my spirit for today's episode? And so gravitas. It is translated, and I'm reading straight from the dictionary Google gravitas. Gravitas is translated as weight, seriousness, solemnity. I'm sure I butchered that one. Dignity and importance. It denotes a certain substance or depth of personality that elicits a feeling of respect and trust in others. So then that returned me to the question, why gravitas? And right underneath this is how to command respect and get promoted for those that are looking to be promoted. And it speaks of having a certain way of leadership, right? An air of gravitas, one that commands respect. So I find the irony in this, if you allow me to sound off, is that in the United States of these Americas, gravitas seems to be the least thing, it appears, on people's minds. It seems like if you go onto IG, people are looking for levity. I myself love to watch the little cartoons that tell about work experiences that are all too familiar. There are certain ones. I don't know what your favorite one is, but I know there's a particular one where the girl is working in customer service. And one of my favorite episodes is where someone calls in and they want to speak to someone higher. And if you think about you yourself in a customer service situation, you do the same thing. You're like, I want to speak to a supervisor. And you know they could just put the person next to them on the phone. I mean, I've been in collections. We called it a second voice. And say this is the supervisor to satisfy the customer. But this time she was like, okay, bow your heads. And then she's like, let us pray. The person higher would be God. I thought that was pretty funny. But is that satire, that irony that seems to get us through the day, through rough moments. And some of us find ourselves, if we could just take a break away from the mundane and sometimes laborious task of everyday life, we lose time. I never did much before, but it seems like since we have increased platforms, I'm finding time stolen in the name of levity and taking my mind off of the grave responsibilities and situations that occur from day to day. So then the question becomes, why gravitas? Well, there must be some sort of benefit to having a seriousness and clarity of mind. When you think of a leader, you would think that a leader that has a clear head can make clear decisions. But in the age of entertainment, we find ourselves gravitating not towards gravitas, but towards the buffoon, buffoonery. And I'll get off my soapbox for a moment, because what you're doing is you're listening in on my inner speak towards spirit, saying why possibly would people seek gravitas. So I speak to spirit in many ways, and one of the ways is through the modality of the tarot. And some are for it and some are not, and some have belief systems and some don't. So click off here if you are offended, or you can give me a listen and judge for yourself whether you think it's help or hindrance. So I pulled four cards. The first one is a card of action. The second card is one of stability. The third one is a card of rest as opposed to restlessness. And the fourth card is healthy relationships. And I believe what Spirit has provided is a blueprint to the benefits of having clarity of mind, seriousness about life. And it's not that we're not to have levity. It's just what happens when it's all levity and not much gravitas. Well, you can think of your own situations, the people, places in life. One thing, there's much talk about narcissists, and you'll hear me sound off about narcissists during any episode or any time, because this word, which was rarely used all of a sudden about 4 years ago, it was used like every other hour. And then after that, I don't know if it just becomes an awareness or an awakening. I personally begin to encounter individuals and behavior in which there was not much empathy, but much illusion building. In the spiritual world, I also call them dark magicians. They tend to create an illusion. And a lot of times that illusion draws one because it is it's like a situation in which it brings levity to a serious situation. Some narcissists may even say, oh, don't think so deeply, because they don't want you figuring out that they flipped the script on you, or you're too serious. You're so serious. And there's something to be said, M. Scott Peck, the author, once wrote about complex thinking. It's okay to be a complex thinker. It's the ones that look for the simple solutions, take the easy way out, that avoid suffering at all costs, even at the expenses of other people, that even though it might be levity for them, it definitely will turn into gravitas in your life, which is not the worst thing, because after you learn the lesson of interacting with certain behaviors, whether 1, 2, or 20, or 50 times, then you get the clarity of mind and you get the stability and you learn how to rest in your intuition. And that's partial the reason for this episode. To give you a little bit about my background, I started off as a science major. I ended as a science major. I graduated with a degree in engineering. I went quickly into corporate America, into Fortune 500 companies, and just found that it was much gravitas, but not much levity, which led me to a few other degrees that worked more in the people area. My natural personality is to want to keep things light, but I'm also a deep thinker. So I find that balance is constantly a challenge. So it was weird when I heard gravitas, because if I had to figure out what to do for this episode, I would keep it light because it's Christmas. But if you're a follower of the Christian faith, then you know that there's a very serious thing for those that, and I am a Christian, I am a Christian and I allow Spirit to widen my view past what we've developed in the West. Let's just say that. Or the East, just to be as expansive as Spirit needs to be. So that's my disclaimer. But anyway, for those of you that follow the Christian faith, that you know that Jesus came as light during a time of darkness. And that's a serious matter. There's nothing that really speaks of levity when we think about faith. When you have a situation and however you translate or hear your faith, or whether traditional faith is no longer your thing, or you grew up in the church and you know Sunday school, the bottom line is you've had some belief system, even if you don't believe, but there's something that you return to during times of uncertainty, during times of extreme joy and celebration. You're like, this is what works for me, this is what doesn't. And that is a serious situation. So the tomfoolery that seems to be in the environment, if you will, kind of works against that, because it's at the expense of other people. And whatever your belief system is on that, whatever your politics are, that is fine. But at the end of the day, you have to be serious about something. Okay, even my voice like sounds serious in this episode, and I really love to have fun. So let's have a little fun with gravitas. All right, so I have these four cards out that speaks of action, stability, of rest, resting in purpose, resting in on the course, taking a rest, and then our relationships, and how seriousness might sometimes be, I don't want to say ignored, but there may be times where we don't give much complex thought to situations and we look for quick solutions. And then we find ourselves drawn into temptation, being preyed on upon behaviors that tend to make their joy out of toying around with others. So you just want to use wisdom. And wisdom takes gravitas, at least that kind of behavior or character. So let's look at that. I'm going to pull five cards to kind of support or to clarify the four categories that I just spoke about. And if you need a reminder, again, it's the action, the stability, the rest, or waiting for, not being restless about points where your next step hasn't been revealed, and then relationships. And from that, I pull love, truth, disappointment. These are all represented. Crossroads and decisions, and commitment. And it's interesting how they fell out, because with action, love and truth. With stability, disappointment. With rest, decisions. And with relationships, commitment. So let's take them one by one. In our actions, how often do we find ourselves in love with what is true? I spoke of earlier that in a time of levity, we may even buy into the illusion. This thing is going to change everything, when everything in our hearts teaches us that that's not going to be the case. It's like we want to see the miracle. We want to see the Christmas miracle 365 days. And you know what? May it always be that way, but not without truth. So when we're willing to accept a lie in order to build an illusion, we take the wrong actions. So the reason that it is a benefit to be serious and clear-minded when we take actions, whether it's voting who we choose to love, who we choose to marry, our careers, it is worth looking for the truth. And not just to look for the truth, but to love the truth. And one may say that truth is relative, if we fast forward to Easter and talk about Pontius Pilate, who implied what is truth, right? And we could say that each one has his or her own truth. And to an extent, the dogma of religion definitely has caused many to say that that's just not my truth. But there are some universal truths, right? We like to say, do unto others if you would have as you would have them do unto you. That's the golden rule. And then one may speak of karma or reaping and sowing. Well, there's a seriousness to that. Because if you do something back in 2000 and then all of a sudden you're in a situation in 2024 that now reminds you of what it's like to be in another's shoes, well, it may not feel very good, but you have gotten the revelation. You have learned now a truth that becomes your personal truth, and hopefully you'll treat people better. So let's move to the next one. Stability during disappointment. So one reason that comes to mind that we go into unstable situations is because of our disappointment. So our disappointment, and it kind of spearheads back to the truth and the illusion. So we're disappointed about some option that we sought to be stable, and then we ignore the truth in order to get out of that situation. And so just be, the warning is we can always be careful and in our decisions, clear-headed enough that we're not moving from the emotions of disappointment. And always with this particular card, it is Rider-Waite deck is what I'm using. It is a man with his head down, disappointed, and he kicked over all his five cups, right? But there's really 10 cups in this particular deck. And the cups, for those that really don't follow tarot, but are open to hearing more, the cups stand for emotions. And so a lot of times, it's like a 50-50. Something happens and we go unstable. And our emotions dictate our decisions. So all we can see is the five cups in which we kicked over, but we really can't see the future. And therefore, we may even want to stay in a place and just keep it light. But the thing is, if we want to move forward, then we need to go on the journey, back on the hero's journey, to not only find those other five cups, but the ones that we kicked over have to represent that we've been endowed with those things by the Creator, those gifts, those graces, that which makes us who we are. So in the search for stability, may we never put away what has been given to us naturally. We all have gifts, we all have talents, and we all have graces. So we can rest. And during that time of rest, when we are clear-headed and when we have seriously considered the options before us, and we may not yet see it because we may not be at a place where we want to take that journey to seek out those other things, to understand the parts of us that we don't know yet. Some say meditation, and I am an advocate of meditation. But don't just see meditation as a yoga class or sitting with your eyes closed and your legs crossed. Meditation can happen during a walk in nature. Meditation can happen, for me, I love to swim, during a time in a pool. Meditation can happen when you're taking a bath. Meditation can happen in any moment and space where you just disconnect from all of the sensory stuff happening on the outside and turn inward. And when you turn inward, there's always a crossroads. It's always a decision place. I have a channel, Crossroads 1010. In order to get to that maximum place, it is always a crossroads. And with that comes community and partnership. So I had just come from a walk and I was thinking about how the world can be so lonely. And I fear that the perception is, I was listening to a reader one time that said something about a particular woman who had endured a lot of things at the hand of her husband, who's a public figure, and we'll just remain, everyone will remain nameless in the story. And so he was like, I really admire her. I can feel her energy. And I was questioning, like, he said, he must be a powerful man. And I actually did question. So he's powerful, so rich, that this woman has to feel the only way to live life is to endure this type of public abuse. But remember, what may be abuse for one person, everyone has their personal truth, may not be abuse for other, and who am I to judge? So I can only speak for me. But I will say this, that in relationships, commitment is not just who do you go home to every evening or who your loyalty towards. Commitment is a commitment to growth. I will not hurt my partner or do things to intentionally. And when I do, I want to make things right. And then it has to be coming from both directions. It cannot be just one person keeping it light and the other person taking on the seriousness of the relationship. So mutual gravitas when it comes to relationships, and not just in romantic and friendships. It is a give and take, as well as in organizations. Employer employee is so off balance. And so we could go on for another episode of the workplace and why so many people do seek to do independent work. It's not that people don't want to a boss, but if bosses, first of all, if you're middle management, you're stuck in between. You're almost like a caregiver for your elderly parents as well as your children at the same time. I hate to use that scenario or that comparison, but it's what it is. They're taking they're taking orders from upper management. I'm thinking of how the government works. So you elect your representative, but your representative is beholden to the powers that be when he or she goes to Washington. And so what your representative may bring out or what happens to come together in a bill isn't even what you were looking for or what you thought you were voting for because of all the stuff that happens above your pay grade. Well, that's very similar into jobs. It's like, even if middle managers want to change things, I don't want to tear down managers. It's difficult. And there's actually some articles on LinkedIn about a lot of middle managers quitting now. So even in employment, we have to do what we do. We say to get to pay the bills. And a lot of times we give more work for less pay. So that's a seriousness of a situation. I mean, we can all make little cartoons about our jobs and how we do X, Y, and Z, or we can make the changes, whatever the changes are, to find an employment more worthy of our effort, and vice versa. Having the discipline, the seriousness of discipline, in order to make that relationship worth. Are you committed as well to the goal? And most of us, I know in the beginning of my work world, and I've had breaks off and different things and gotten degrees, and every time I return back is worse. I come in committed and I find out I have to scale back because I would tend to overgive. And so clarifying actually the relationships is a card that speaks of that commitment, but a spiritual plane that's higher. If you're looking for a serious relationship, then make the serious changes and seek people that are serious and have clarity of mind. There's nothing wrong with a sense of humor. I love a sense of humor. I try to have sense of humor. But I realized even recently when there were some really, really painful things, I was like, well, I'll just keep it light and keep my sense of humor, and that will get me through. Well, you know, it only got me through maybe that day or so, but then that particular organization, and this is something I volunteer for, that particular organization began to do some really careless things that just didn't feel right. And therefore, I was like, well, if I don't get serious about this, they never will.
And so our relationships are our choice. Relationship is a choice, and there is no choice that you cannot unchoose for your own mental, physical, and emotional well-being. So this was a very serious episode for Christmas Eve, but giving food for thought since we celebrate at Christmas Eve a savior to the world. There was a great darkness, a great light that walked in darkness, that came to darkness. Out of darkness came a great light. I'm telling you, bad ministry minister. But out of darkness came this great light to the earth. And so why not illuminate ourselves within the dark places of our mind, the dark places that we tend to encounter on our path? And so to keep it a little bit light, I'm going to pull two oracle cards. The first one is just messages. It too came out. Stop ruminating over what you did or didn't do. Let it go. Be authentic. Anything else is just exhausting. So that's it. And authentically, there are times where humor and fun and all of those things will definitely be authentic for a moment. But then understand, as you're making the bigger decisions in life, don't always look to the past. Allow the past to inform, but not to cripple. And just be authentic in what your heart desires, who you are, what is your truth, but how does that truth contribute to the wider truth? That wider truth of loving your neighbor as yourself. And lastly, I'm a big Carl Jung fan. So I do believe in the subconscious mind, as well as the shadow of the subconscious definitely impacts our conscious decisions. Is a serious matter facing our own darkness, our own subconscious thoughts, our trauma. And so I'm going to see what advice comes out. Self-compassion. Embracing imperfections helps you to find strength, growth, mindset, and resilience. So hopefully this Christmas Eve, Christmas holiday, sometime over the weekend if you're working the next day, find some time to rest. Find some time to love yourself, love others, seek your truth, stay in that spirit of love. It's okay to have disappointments. There's always a crossroad. There's always a choice. And reach that higher elevation of consciousness. God bless.